Screening for sickle cell disease and thalassemia. An easy guide to screening tests when you are pregnant. Inside this booklet, your choice. About these tests. Sickle cell disease and thalassemia. Test results. Your choice. This booklet has information about a test you can have. The test can find out if your baby may have sickle cell disease or thalassemia. These are serious conditions. The test can find problems with your baby before he or she is born. The test may not find every problem. If we find a problem early, we can give you information or tell you about treatment for you or your baby. You can choose if you want to have the test. The test can show if you or your baby might need extra care. The test can help you make choices about your care when you are pregnant. If you are worried, you can talk to your midwife or doctor. If you say no to the test, your baby can have a test for sickle cell disease when they are born. About this test. We only show the results of the tests to health staff who need to see them. It is important to tell your midwife if you or any of your children have sickle cell disease or thalassemia. It is also important to tell your midwife if your baby's father or any of his children has one of the conditions. You will be asked questions about which country you and your baby's father come from. You will be asked other questions to help health staff decide if you need a test and to do the test properly. All women are offered screening for sickle cell and thalassemia. This test takes a small bit of your blood to find out if you might pass on sickle cell disease or thalassemia to your baby. You can have the blood test at any time, but it is best to have it with your other blood tests in early pregnancy. Sickle cell disease and thalassemia. Sickle cell disease and thalassemia are serious blood conditions. You get them from your parents. You have them for life. Sickle cell disease can cause anemia. Anemia means you have problems carrying oxygen in your blood. This makes you pale, very tired and weak. Sickle cell disease can give you very bad pain and very serious illnesses. A baby with sickle cell disease can have medicines after they are born. Medicines will help them to be healthy. Thalassemia gives you very serious anemia. If you have thalassemia, you need blood transfusions every 4 to 6 weeks and you need medicine for life. A blood transfusion is when blood is taken from a healthy person and put into an ill person. Sickle cell disease and thalassemia are passed on through genes. Genes are like a code for your body. People who have just one unusual gene are known as carriers. Carriers are healthy and do not have the blood condition. If you and the baby's father are carriers, your baby could be born with the condition. If you and the baby's father are both carriers, the baby has a 1 in 4 chance of not having sickle cell disease or thalassemia, a 1 in 4 chance of having sickle cell disease or thalassemia, 2 in 4 chance of also being a carrier. This means they may then pass the gene on to their children when they are an adult. Anyone may have this gene, but it is more common for people whose family comes from Africa, the Caribbean, the Mediterranean, South America, South and Southeast Asia, or the Middle East. Test results. You will usually get the results at your next appointment. If the test shows you are a carrier for sickle cell disease or thalassemia, we will contact you. If you are a carrier and have one of the unusual genes, it is really important for your baby's father to get tested too. If the baby's father also has one of the unusual genes, you will be offered a second test. This is called a diagnostic test. The diagnostic test has a small chance of about 1 in 100 of making you miscarry. If you miscarry, the baby will not live. You will be able to talk about the test with a midwife. You can say no to this test. There are two types of diagnostic test. If you are between 11 and 14 weeks pregnant, you can have a chorionic villus sampling test. This is sometimes called a CVS test. If you have a CVS test, a very thin needle is put into your tummy. This takes away a tiny bit of the placenta. The placenta links you to the baby. We can test this for sickle cell disease or thalassemia. If you are 15 weeks pregnant or more, you can have an amniocentesis. If you have an amniocentesis, a very thin needle is put into your tummy. This takes a tiny bit of fluid from around the baby. We can test this for sickle cell disease or thalassemia. Only a small number of babies have one of these conditions. This second test may show if your baby has sickle cell disease or thalassemia. If your baby has sickle cell disease or thalassemia, you will be given information about the condition to help you decide what to do. Some babies have the condition worse than others. The test cannot tell you how serious the condition will be. Some women who are told that their baby has sickle cell disease or thalassemia decide to carry on with the pregnancy. Some women who are told that their baby has sickle cell disease or thalassemia decide they do not want to carry on with the pregnancy. They have an abortion. This means the baby does not live. If your baby has sickle cell disease or thalassemia, you will be given support to decide whether or not to have an abortion. This is your decision. It is important to tell your midwife if you move home. That is the end of the recording.